This is Passport to Texas. While driving a gas-powered vehicle is the way most of us enter a state park, Barbara McKnight says once inside, you can see more of the natural beauty of your surroundings on Hay Power.
Something about riding the horse and just looking at things is so much better. You're more likely to see wildlife. When we're riding out in different places, we see bobcats and other things that will hear the engine of the car or smell it, and they'll leave.
As a member of the Texas Equestrian Trail Riders Association, McKnight says state parks offer the perfect opportunity for exploring while on horseback. But before you hit the trail, there are a few safety precautions you need to be aware of.
The horse that you'd want for trail riding needs to be totally unflappable. Things shouldn't scare it. Should be brave about walking up hills and through water and over bridges. And the main thing is that you need to be sure that you understand that horse and know how to control it.
Keep in mind, horses are not allowed to be ridden in a park until a Coggins test is verified at the park office during office hours. Find a listing of state parks with equestrian facilities on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show, funding provided in part by Ram Trucks. Guts, glory, Ram. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.